I'd like to introduce to you now a pupil from Imberhorn School, East Grinstead, and a graduate in conservation from the University of Sussex, working in turtle conservation in Malaysia, living in Australia, and most recently on an expedition to the Philippines, and living in the very front line of plastics pollution. Molly Manuel, welcome to Susie Radio.
Thank you very much.
Now, the Philippines is one of those biggest plastic polluters in the world. Out of all the countries, they're one of the biggest. Just give us a picture of what it's really like there.
So there is a big problem with plastic in the Philippines, and it's not only an environmental problem out there, but also socio-economic. So looking at problems, everything is produced in little tiny sachets because people can't necessarily afford to buy a big jar of coffee. So they're buying their coffee in tiny little sachets every morning when they go to work. And not only is this a problem like we have in the UK with our plastics, but a lot of the tiny islands in the Philippines and remote regions won't have any sort of collection. So their plastics are being burnt and they're being left on islands and they're being thrown in the oceans.
Now, we've all seen The Blue Planet, David Attenborough, who really drew it home to us what it's really like. What is it, though, like there for you, as you see it with your own eyes?
It is really terrible. It is everywhere. Take a boat out and there'll be plastic floating everywhere. We saw plastic embedded in coral reefs. It is a really serious situation in the Philippines. The exciting thing is here in the UK we have systems to deal with this. So I've been in the Philippines helping people deal with the lack of infrastructure, lack of bin collection, but here we have all of this set up. We have recycling, so we've got the resources to do lots more about plastics, which
now,
is exciting.
You mentioned to me earlier you can do a lot of campaigning through your own organisation, which is Making Roots, on this very, very subject. But what can we do right here at home to start to ease this plastics war on nature?
Yeah, so there's so many things we can do, which I find very exciting. So we shouldn't really be relying on recycling, because recycling doesn't work all the time. We're only recycling between 20 and 30% of the plastic that we're producing in the UK. And we have been shipping our plastics overseas to China and Malaysia, and these systems aren't working. China has recently said no more to our recycled plastics. So we need to reduce the amount of plastic we're using. So it's going into the supermarkets and choosing loose vegetables, loose fruit, things packaged in paper as much as we can.
But we used to be like this, didn't we? If you go back only 20, 30 years, we used to have the brown paper bag. You get your vegetables in it, you go to the supermarket, go to the market, always a brown paper bag. And that has other uses as well, a brown paper bag. And you could pick up your fruit, put it in loose, they do a package deal, and that was it. Perhaps we need the proper fruit counter at the supermarket again.
Yeah, that would be great. And it's also things in the supermarket, like taking your own containers to the deli section so you can get your cheese in your own containers or meat in your own containers instead of relying on plastic-wrapped items. So it's being a bit smart about going into the supermarket. But it's also, there are some local organisations that are helping tackle this. There's an organisation called Charlotte's Cupboard, and they do plastic-free groceries, and they can even deliver them to you.
I suppose in the supermarket view, if you like, if I put myself in their shoes for a moment, they've got an issue where you go in and you buy your stuff, you put it in your own container, and they've got to get it to the checkout, and somehow they've got to put a sticky label on it that says how much it's going to cost, so it can be barcode scanned and everything else. Another piece of plastic, perhaps.
Yeah.
As the old way of having separate shops or counters that sold it to you there and then, it was paid for there and then. They charged you at that point of sale.
Yeah, so it's, funnily enough, supermarkets aren't very good for a lot of different reasons in environmentalism. So if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty of solving a lot of our problems today, you're going back to the grocers or the butchers, and getting things individually and supporting local business as well, which is really important in all of this, because the supermarkets, they have lots of packaging to help deal with the big shops and make it easier at the checkouts and things like that. So that's a bigger issue going into it, definitely.
Now, you mentioned earlier on that they're was an issue between the ladies and the gentlemen and plastics. Explain a little more.
Yeah, so there does seem to be a bit of a difference between male and females with their waste production. And in general, women will produce more waste. And this isn't necessarily just plastic waste, it's also waste in general. A big topic is periods. And actually, we produce a lot of waste through this, through sanitary towels and tampons. And actually, sanitary towels and tampons are often flushed down the toilet. And the toilet is a key link between us and our homes and the ocean. So a lot of plastics in the UK is getting into the ocean down our toilet. So people flush contact lenses, cotton wool buds, sanitary towels, and wet wipes. Wet wipes is a big one as well. So women have a big role in this, as well as men. Where you can get menstrual cups and also paper cotton buds, and not flushing your wet wipes if you do use them, put them in the bin.
I think there's a big drive recently on the wet wipe situation. Yeah. It's interesting to hear you raise the issues of the other items as well, which I wouldn't have considered because being a man. But, you know, we have our own issues. We're not particularly tidy people ourselves. And yeah. We throw a lot away. We just, you know. But the thing is, I mean, Christmas is coming. Packaging on goods, children's toys. I mean, what are those silly little plastic wire wrap things, about nine of them around a kid's toy, for instance?
Yeah. So a really good way to tackle children's toys and reducing plastic use is to buy pre-loved toys. So go to the charity shop, see if you can support a local charity as well as reducing waste by something that's pre-loved, or gifting an experience instead. So instead of more stuff at Christmas, give something that you can do together, family time, spending time with each other instead.
That's a really good idea, actually. Spending time with your family and everybody else and sharing that experience.
Yeah, it's a lot of the environmental issues today are, there's a wider issue that we can resolve when we're talking about it too. So yeah, spending more time together and other connections. I think things like if you go into the supermarket and you're trying to reduce your plastic use, one really good way to do this is to buy less packaged and processed food, which is also a hot topic at the moment because of palm oil. So buying less of these cookies and crisps, you're using less plastic, you're going to be healthier and contributing less to the problems associated with palm oil.
Now, you mentioned something before I came on the air, and I took a swig out of a bottle of water I carry with me, and I keep refilling the same bottle, but you said there's an issue with doing that as well.
There is, yeah. So there's a chemical in a lot of our plastic bottles and a lot of plastic packaging that's called BPA, and this releases estrogen, which is bad for men to absorb. It's a female hormone, and this happens, it releases into the water the more times you drink from a single-use water bottle. So single-use water bottles are designed to be used once, and the more time you use it, it will dissolve into your water. And this is also a bigger issue in our oceans, because not only is this plastic physically entangling or choking animals, but over time it degrades and releases all these harmful chemicals into the environment.
And there's me thinking, I've been good by using this bottle over and over and over and over and over. Well, in the end, all I'm doing is addressing my feminine side.
So it's, with these issues, it's definitely better to reduce our use of plastic in general and rely on reusables. So reusable water bottles, reusable coffee cups, reusable bags, rather than relying on the recycling system that might not necessarily work properly.
I mean, we've had, you know, the bag tax come in and things like that. But I must admit, as a man, I'm dreadfully difficult when it comes to carrying bags. What I mean by that is I tend to buy things on the spur of the moment. If I just nip out to lunch to buy a sandwich and I see, oh, something I like, I haven't got a bag to put in it.
Yeah, so a few ways to tackle this is to just carry things, I guess. If you're picking up a random single item in a shop, is just to carry it to your car if you can, put it in your pocket. You can get some really great reusable bags that fold up really tiny and go on a key ring, so you can have it on your car keys and fold it back up if you need to. Or there's this fantastic idea in Australia called boomerang bags, and they're made by volunteers or children that sew and make reusable fabric bags from old wasted fabric, and you borrow it from a shop and bring it back like a boomerang. So it'd be great to see more ideas like this in our supermarkets.
So if you go to a supermarket, you borrow your bag to take home, and if it's good condition when you finish with it, you take it back.
Exactly, yeah.
Otherwise you get charged for it.
Yeah, so it's a community project, getting children involved, giving them some ownership about reducing plastic, but also making it easier so you don't have to pay the 5p bag charge. Less plastic is involved, it benefits everyone.
So it's food for thought. There's a lot going on out there, and little things we can do to adjust.
Yeah, it's definitely being positive about this. It does get quite scary, and staying positive and thinking there's small things we can all do every day. If everybody reduced their plastic use just by even a tiny bit, we're having such a huge impact to reduce the plastic pressure on the ocean.
Those pictures that we saw on Blue Planet were very, very scary. Yeah. And your experience being right there at the front line of this.
Yeah, when I was in Malaysia, we had green turtles nesting on the beaches at night. It was incredible seeing these ancient creatures crawling up out of the sea onto the beaches. And it's just heartbreaking to see them crawling through mountains of plastic. It's not right, but it's so easy to approach, even from here in England. There's things we can do, and that's why definitely I'm so excited to be doing things from the Philippines and Malaysia right here at home.
That's wonderful. Molly Manuel, thank you very much for enlightening all of us here at Suzy Radio with your experiences and what we can do personally to help the environment. It's so enlightening.
Thank you for having me.